I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. A petition from Catholic bishops in India has reached India's Supreme Court. It's only one of several pleas challenging the validity of the new anti-conversion law in Rajasthan state. That law prescribes hefty jail time and fines for converting someone by fraud. But the definition of fraud or force is dangerously open to abuse. Here's Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Talking about heaven, that's an allurement, away from Hinduism into Christianity. You're talking about hell. Oh, you're scaring people.
12 Indian states have anti-conversion laws in place, which leads to many accusations against Christians, Muslims, and other minorities. Even a charity founded by Mother Teresa has received pushback in recent years. Voice of the Martyrs Canada partners with Christian lawyers to provide legal aid for believers in India. Connect with them online to receive prayer alerts for real-life situations. And amidst conflicts worldwide, A3 President Joe Handley points Christians to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
You look at this world and you think, there's no hope, right? How are we going to solve these problems? The reality is that you and I cannot solve these problems, but we know one who can, and he is called the Prince of Peace. You think of Ukraine, and you think of the dynamic in Korea, as North and South. You think of the crisis in Israel with Gaza and wars everywhere. If it's one thing we need, it's the Prince of Peace.
Handley points to the work Christians are doing in Ukraine, Russia, North Korea, and Gaza. He asks for prayers for peace and unity, and that more Christians would go into these places of conflict, embodying the characteristics of the Beatitudes and sharing the light of the world. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you, so by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.